Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Friday, the sixth day in May of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, hopefully the end of your work week. And we're going to start with Google Docs. Thousands and thousands of people use Google Docs, and so it's really important that Google Docs works appropriately. And researchers have found that there is a unique case where Google Docs will not load. You can ruin a document simply by typing in the document. Specifically, this flaw was confirmed by researchers. Essentially, if you type "and" with a capital A, period, several times while having the grammar suggestion turned on, the document will actually lock. And when you try to reload or get back into it, you'll receive an unable to load file error. So what you need to know is that while Google Docs is fantastic, there are occasional flaws. So avoid typing "and" period, case sensitive with a capital, several times so that your document's not locked until Google Docs fixes it. We're going to move on to Windows. Criminals are increasingly sophisticated. And there is a new attack type where criminals are injecting their malicious code directly into Windows event logs. Now, Windows event logs are technically a way of looking at memory, and so it's a way by which security researchers or even yourself can look at what's happening on your Windows host or computer. And what matters here is that by injecting their code into the Windows event logs, the criminals are putting it in a place where they can hide a lot of their later stage malware, usually Trojans, that conduct malicious activity. Because researchers typically go there to look for malware. They don't look for malware there. And this is considered a fileless malware because, again, it is technically a shellcode being directed into memory. And so this is really intriguing. It's a development of the criminal activity. And we increasingly see, as researchers, criminals trying to hijack or utilize or hide within the security tools that we use to keep the internet, computers, networking elements all safe. So what you need to know is that criminals are getting smarter. Windows Event Logs is a great tool, not just for you, but now also for criminals. We're going to move from Windows to JavaScript. JavaScript is a very, very popular programming language. Java itself is as well. And there is a huge registry where a lot of Java projects, such as Sheet.js, which is also known as XLSX, are stored. Now, NPM is a great registry. It allows people who produce code in open source projects to put it in a single place where it can be included in millions of people's projects, gaining the author's notoriety and oftentimes a big payday. The problem is that NPM has come under attack over the last year, where hackers realize that, hey, if I can hack an NPM project, insert malicious code, the millions of people who use that project will now be my victims. And so, NPM has decided to mandate better security practices, notably two-factor or multi-factor authentication. And the reason that multi-factor or two-factor authentication isn't used widespread is because, yes, it can be a pain to operate, putting a barrier between the user and what they're doing. Some people don't like it because it does add another layer of, I have to do this to do my job or access data. Now, from a security standpoint, it's a very crucial element in helping to prevent and stop a lot of attacks. So, Sheet JavaScript, which is one of the top 500 open source projects in the world on NPM, made some shocking news when they decided to leave the NPM registry, choosing to put their project on their own content delivery network, or CDN. Now, Sheet.js putting their own project on a CDN is hailed as, to some, as a way that all people should do business. You have a project, you put it on a delivery network, you deliver it. It's fantastic. The problem is that content delivery networks are very crucial to operations, and not everyone can afford it. So NPM is a way by which those projects who don't know how to, can't afford to, or don't want to develop their own content delivery network can deliver great content. Also, it's worth noting that if every single project had a content delivery network, it would be very difficult to manage the security of all of those content delivery networks. Whereas having all projects from a big registry like NPM creates a single point of success in terms of being able to monitor and understand what's happening to that platform. Now, for its part, JS says that a lot of this decision is based on an ongoing legal dispute with NPM. So it could be that SheetJS is just saying, hey, increased security measures, yes, we're moving off, no big deal. But a lot of people, and very credible people in the industry, are saying that this likely has more to do with legal issues than with ongoing security updates to NPM. We're going to end today in Russia, where you may not be able to get alcohol during an upcoming holiday. And if that sounds terrible, well, then some cases, I'm sure it is, but it's probably better than being bombed in Ukraine. And that's likely the point of view that hacktivists in the Ukraine IT Army have. The Ukraine IT Army, over the last few days, have launched a series of very large-scale distributed denial-of-service, or DDoS, attacks against what is known as the Unified State Automated Alcohol Accounting Information System. Let me say that one more time. Unified State Automated Alcohol Accounting Information System. Or the EJACE portal. That's a really long way just to say the state-owned entity that is crucial for alcohol distribution in Russia. Because of these DDoS attacks, a lot of factories had to halt shipments to warehouses completely because the distribution schedules were disrupted. And they had to cut their production rate because if they don't have anywhere to put their alcohol because they're not distributing it, this is problematic. And this comes on the eve or the week of a holiday in Russia, which is known as the celebration of the, quote, Great Patriotic War. That is what the Russian term for victory in World War II is, and this would mark the 76th anniversary of that holiday on the 9th of May. And so we see Ukraine IT Army impacting Russian way of life, likely, almost certainly, in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, showing that cyber is a way that not only governments, but also hacktivists supporting their country, in this case, very patriotic Ukrainians and people who support Ukrainian ideology or nationality at this time, they're all using cyber as a means to express their displeasure and, more importantly, impacting the lives of those who are counter or upsetting to their particular viewpoint. Bottom line, if you upset someone, know that today's day and age creates a scenario where cyber can be used to impact something in your life. So be nice to people, number one. Number two, know that there are hacktivist groups out there who may target you anyways as part of your nationality, your affiliation, etc. And if you're in Russia and you can't get a drink, that's very unfortunate. Just know it's because the Ukraine IT Army has DDoSed your Unified State Automated Alcohol Accounting Information System. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Friday. Have a safe weekend. Stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll see you bright and early on Monday. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to an 83-year-old woman from Missouri. Muddy Mildred Wilson is getting a sincere Tip of the Cap for completing her third 5-kilometer race, which is a mud run, and this after she lost her husband a couple years ago, and because she didn't do it just to stay healthy, she did it to raise money to drill water in support of a rural African village. So to you, Muddy Mildred Wilson, a sincere tip of the cap for your longevity, your dedication, your competitive spirit, and your support to those in other places. And please keep on running.